Simple Steps, a podcast for growth group leaders, giving you simple steps to grow as a leader. Well, g'day everybody, I'm Dan.
I'm Graham.
And today we're going to be talking about working as a team.
Last time we talked about thinking of ourselves as a team and just how big a positive impact this can make on our groups. But how do you actually work as a team? It's one thing to think of yourself as a team, but another to actually work as a team.
Yeah, I reckon lots of our growth group leaders out there will recognize how helpful and important it is to think of ourselves as a team and work as a team. But today, let's get really practical. If you're a growth group leader, what do you actually do with your key team members, you know, with your assistant, your leaders in training? How do you actually start working as a team?
Well, the key thing to do is meet together. At the start of the term, just get together and have a meeting. And if you miss the start of term, do it now. Get together, have a meeting. Each term, get your assistant leader, female assistant leader, leader in training, any combo of those together for a meeting and talk together about your group. And the key things to do in the meeting are just ask, firstly, how's the group going? How's Bible time going in the group? How's the prayer time going? How's community time going? The timing of the night or the day, the content, the engagement, the prayer. You know, what's going well? What could go better? Are there things we can improve? That's the first big thing. How's the group going? And the second is similar, but it's how are the group members going? How are the individuals going in terms of Bible, prayer, community, engagement, growth, regularity? Are there things we can do to help, to encourage them? So how's your group going? How are the individual members in your group going?
And Graham, what about thinking about the future, looking forward to where we want the group to go, the big things we want to do moving forward? Yeah, how do you do that?
Yeah, well, the third thing to do in that meeting is to plan the term together. Yeah, how will we structure each week? So over the term, there's actually variety. The weeks look different. How will we do prayer each week? Who will lead what weeks? Which week will your leader in training lead? Those sorts of things. And fourth, from the meeting, then think about, well, what are the actions that we want to perform? You know, how's the group gone? How are the individual members growing? What is the term going to look like? What does that actually mean we need to do? What are the action and prayer points that flow from the meeting? So who's going to do what? And then what are the things we're going to pray for? And then pray together as a group.
That's such a it seems like such an obvious thing, but you can totally have a meeting and then not think about what you're going to go and do.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's just helpful to point that out.
To make it happen, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the big first thing with your team to do is just to meet together. It's the foundation of any team. Just getting together, talking about how things are going, it creates ownership, it creates working together, problem solving, and leads to action. It basically creates teamwork. So that's the first thing to do, meet together.
So true. And if anyone wants a sample agenda of a growth group leadership team meeting, we've actually got one of those for you. You could get that on the Growth Group Leaders website. And the link is in the show notes as well. All right. What else? What else is key to working as a team?
Yeah, I reckon the second big thing to do is to keep a running conversation going throughout the term, to keep encouraging each other and talking about how the group's going together. So in one sense, it's just to keep the meeting you had at the beginning of the term going week in, week out without actually meeting together. So just touching base regularly with each other throughout the term. So at the end of growth group, chat with each other about growth group. Chat sometimes before church or after church, or give each other a phone call, or you know, just keep finding ways of keeping an ongoing conversation about your group and how it's going throughout the term. And if you do that, your team is just going to be super effective. You know, the more you're regularly chatting about your group, the more you'll own it together, care about it together, work on it together, improve it together. The running conversation is just huge. So if you do those two things, you know, meet together as a team at the start of term and then carry on a running conversation with your team about your group through the term, that's the heart of it. Do those things and I reckon you'll see a massive impact for your group.
Now, some groups are going to be in different spots when it comes to working as a team. Some team groups will have been doing this for a long time. Some are just starting. Can you give us some suggestions for leaders who find themselves in those different places?
Yeah. I'll kick off with those who are just beginning on this working as a team journey. And so there's probably two groups within that. There's those who don't yet have a team, and those who have a team, but they really haven't started working as a team. So firstly, those who don't have a team yet, the thing to do is to start a team. Work with your CL to find, you know, one of the following: an assistant leader, female assistant leader, leader in training. Find your first team member. And working with your CL together, it can be a really helpful thing to do, because you're working as a team. Your combined mind will mean you'll find someone who can do a good job. And the CL can also check that they're not tied up with other ministries and unable to do it. And if you can't find someone who can take on an official leadership in your group, then see if someone in your group could do some of the things that an assistant might do. So find someone. But then secondly, those who have a team but haven't started working as a team, the thing you need to do is get a meeting organised. Once you have a team, the key thing to do is to meet with them and say all the things I've talked about earlier in this episode. They're the things to do when you start on the journey. Get a team and then get meeting together.
And what about those leaders who've done all that and they've started working as a team? What are some next steps forward for them?
Yeah, well, that's an ongoing journey to just keep growing together as a team. Key to growing as a team is growing in trust of one another, which happens as you work together. And something that helps grow this trust is for the leader to take the lead in sharing ways in which they would like to grow and develop and could do things better. Because then the whole team can share those sort of things together and can improve together. Yeah. If we're defensive, it's not a great thing for a team. In growing as a team, it's also super helpful to talk together about roles. You know, who's going to do what? If you've got an assistant leader, talk to them and work out together what specific roles they're going to perform, who's going to be responsible for what, and work out a plan to give them opportunity to grow in their role and develop in their role. Same with if you've got a female assistant leader, work out a plan together for the term for them in their role. How will they go about discipling, caring for the women in the group? During group time, perhaps sometimes outside of group time. When in the term will you plan to break off for application and prayer with men and women in separate groups, with the female assistant leader leading the women for this time? Will there be nights when the men and the women separate for the whole night and the female assistant leads the women in study? So keep thinking about roles and keep growing together as a team. And the final step, I think, in working as a team and moving forward in this is working to multiply your team. This is crucial for the cause of the gospel. So that is to intentionally train your leader in training. So where will you start with your leader in training? Map out a plan together with them. Get them to watch you reflect on how you lead first. Then get your leader in training to have some opportunities to lead while you're there so that you can give them feedback. Now, it's tempting, isn't it, to on the weeks that you're not able to be there, you throw the study to the leader in training and get them to lead.
It's an easy one.
It's an easy one, isn't it? But if you never actually see the leader in training lead, you can't give them helpful feedback and they can't improve as quickly. So much better to be there, give them encouragement and feedback so they can improve. You may want to start by just giving them a small section of the study to lead first and slowly build up from there. And further help them develop, you could listen to this podcast regularly together. Talk about what you've heard, what you're learning. You could do a training module with your leader in training to further extend them. That's the final step of the team journey is now I'm becoming a multiplier who's multiplying my team by investing in a leader in training.
And so you're thinking not just develop my group and my own team, but you're even thinking about how do I keep growing the growth group ministry so that more people can be in the Word through your mini team.
Yeah, I'd love that to be the heart of every leader. Yeah,
that's awesome. And so so kick off, guys, by starting a team and then getting a meeting organized and then move on to grow together as a team, ultimately to multiply your teams. That would be an awesome place for us all to get to if we can. Mm. Graham, any final thoughts?
Meet. It'll change everything for the better.
Well, there you go. The power of growth group teams when they work together as teams. If anyone wants more on this, you can have a look on our Growth Group Leaders website. And as I said earlier, you'll find some links in the show notes. And remember, good grow, go. As you think on this, as your team, as you work as a team, what's good about the way you guys work? What do you want your team to grow in? And what are you going to go and do? What are the actions next? Thanks for talking to us, Graham. We'll catch you on the next episode. See you later.